Exercise 3. Listen to the information about the Iroquois Constitution and answer the questions.
The famous Iroquois Constitution was probably created during the 15th century. This constitution was the basis for the Iroquois Confederacy, or Iroquois League. The political system of the Iroquois people has been a model for all forms of representative governments or democracies, including the United States government. Here are some parts of the Iroquois Constitution that clearly show the wisdom and justice of these people. I am Dekanawida, and with the five nations, the Mohawk, Oneida, Cayuga, Onondaga, Seneca, I plant the tree of the great peace. We place at the top of the tree an eagle who is able to see far. If he sees any evil approaching or any danger threatening, he will at once warn the people of the Confederacy. We will offer thanks to the earth where men live, to the streams of water, the springs and the lakes. Thanks to the maize, the fruits, the medicinal herbs and trees. Thanks to the forest trees for their usefulness, to the animals that serve as food and give their skins for clothing. Thanks to the winds, the rains, the sun, the moon, to all the messengers of the great Creator who lives in the heavens above, who gives all the things useful to men, and who is the source and the ruler of health and life. The 50 sachems, rulers, or made peace chiefs, will be chosen by the Iroquois women. These sachems will be crowned with the deer's antlers. A sachem must be a mentor of the people of the Confederacy. He must not indulge in anger, offensive actions, and criticism. In his heart, there will be peace and good. His mind will be filled with welfare for the people of the Confederacy. Self-interest must be thrown aside forever. Look and listen for the welfare of the people, and always remember not only the present, but also the future generations, the unborn nations.